Kwazwai muriye Zimbabwe ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chekutanga uhlelo lwaqala lwalonyaka umnyaka ka 2020. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle muriye Zimbabwe is our first show of 2020. Today is January the 7th of 2020. Mthokazo muhle muriye Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, muriye Zimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Welcome, mthokazo muhle to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything, konke, and everything youth-related. Tonight on The Connection, it being the first show of 2020, I found it very important ukuthi we set the tempo for 2020. This, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be looking back, we're going to be reflecting on umnyaka ka 2019, gore rapfuura ra 2019, tichange tichidzosa ndangariro. But we're not just ending there. Well, I'm going to be hosting a panel of young community leaders that are going to help me as we discuss what happened in 2019. But we're also going to be looking forward to tichitarisira mberi, tichiona kuti gore rino, umnyaka ka 2020, izinto zizabe zihamba njani. For abantu abasakhulayo, we're going to be looking at the year 2020 as we analyze and see what exactly is in store. What do the youth want and what's in store for them in 2020? Is it possible for the youth to uplift each other using acquired skills that they earn in college, in their technicons, even as you hustle on your side hustles? We know my Zimbabweans, which niki, my hustle, I waku gona mno gona ko hustler. So the big question we're looking to address, Nasi Muchirongwa, is are the youth able to use their skills and knowledge to uplift each other? So if you're looking to join tonight's program, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. La kunjalo ukumxhuma live ekling when mono kwanisa unfonera live. +12024650318 per WhatsApp, and then live broadcasting live on our on radio. Abasemakhaya listening live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, tripo pa 4930 pa 13860. Uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz ku shortwave. And on the internet, ubulembu bokhumana, ubulembu bokuzilibazisa. We're streaming live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voandebele.com. Saka muri eZimbabwe, pindai mchirongwa mundudzo maonrenyu, makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utawutaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
@BigMike3, go Twitter njalo go Instagram, BigMyke3. Gotwa, linga kichimi linga le go Twitter lagu Instagram lifisu lami mkona. Konapa, gukati letu ele VOA Ndebele pa VOA Shona Tripo Jokare pa VOA Studio 7 for the next hour. Sakana mshinopila mshirongwa, sakanganu pa Facebook page in matatu. You can write your name and number in the comment section. Tshangechukufo live pa mepo. And also, you can write your comments, and I'll be reading them live on air. Once again, Mzimbabwe Muhle, Mthokozo Muhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Munechirongwa chedu chevechidiki, the first program of 2020, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa chukubata nyaya yekusimudzira vechidiki. 2020 has arrived, and vechidiki mungorera 2019, vanga wachichema, the youth were facing several different things. In our last program that we had here on the 31st of December, one thing was highlighted. Abantu abasakhulayo ngomnyaka ka 2019 were not happy at all. A lot of youth came onto this program, and the one thing they said was, I put in my mina umnyaka ka 2019, I wanted to be a write-off. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, besithi imisebenzi ayibambeki. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, besithi isomnotho somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka. And mamiraka aita upfumi wenyika, aiwa arimuendera mberi achienda kumawere. Saka aiwa ndati nasi muchirongwa ndiunzo ma community leaders wanita mabasa akasiyana siyana tinzwa kuti ivo gorera 2019 vakaroonawo sei uyezve pane vamwe vakatotanga zvirongwa zvine chinangwa zvokusimudzira vechidiki ma communities akasiyana siyana sikangeli kupa lo munumzana decent pachila kuhlelo. He is one of the people who has a program that's been helping young people. It's already kickstarted and it's already started helping. So ngifisa ukuzwa ukuthi as youth that have attained so many skills in IT, in economy, in social skills, networking, so forth and so forth, are the youth of Zimbabwe able to use their attained skills to uplift each other? Mukaiso, lingafaga makande in one pot. Can the youth come together and uplift each other? So now, as I spoke about Umnumzana U Decent Pachila, Decent Pachila kickstarted a program that targeted towards helping youth who are in the rural settlements of Zimbabwe. Now, some of these youths were facing challenges such as internet connectivity as they were trying to apply for jobs to become nurses. As I mentioned earlier on, the issue of unemployment is one issue that seems to have struck in Zimbabweans in 2019. But Decent Pajila and his mates decided to come together and they helped these youth, at the very least, get an opportunity to be shortlisted for some jobs. Let's take a look at a video whereby these youth spoke for themselves as they were talking about the initiative and they were talking about what they experienced as people such as Decent Pajila, who's going to be joining us tonight on the program, came to them and decided to help them. Let's take a look.
I am Ayla Michelle Muma. I'm 20 years old. I grew up in Bulawayo. I did my O-level at Mutaji High School, where I managed to obtain 8 O-level courses. I further studied at Montrose High, where I managed to obtain my 2 A-level courses. I grew up with my auntie, who was a nurse. And so growing up in that environment and seeing how much she was dedicated and loved her work, to me, it has been both motivating and inspiring. Hence, I had a passion in nursing and I love providing care, comfort and education to those who need help the most.
In the year 2019, sometime in November, I was introduced to the group of volunteers who were helping aspiring applicants. When the real advert was out, we had challenges here and there, such as the website was down and some of us we could not apply. But it was because of this team, at the end we managed to apply. And I was one of the candidates who were shortlisted and I went all the way to Parinyatwa. But the other challenge I faced was we're not given the real dates of when was the interview to be carried out. So one of our volunteers, Michael Ndiweni, called the ICT department of the Ministry of Child Health and Care, and that's when we managed to know the real dates of the interviews. For that, I'm really grateful about what the team did for us, and no words can express how happy I am about that. If I'm to be selected, I wish to be helped with the nursing necessities that I would use as I commence my nursing training. Thank you.
My name is Nicole M. Dogo. I'm from Plumcliff District in Bolilima. I did my O-level in Madlangutsa High School and got 8 O-level passes. I then went on to do my A-level in Central High School. And after finishing my studies, I'd always been passionate about doing medical care or something that is in line with medical practice. So I went on to apply for nursing. I've been applying many times, but to no avail. I've been disappointed, heartbroken, felt like it's the end of the world. But I kept being optimistic and hopeful that someday I might get a chance. Okay. In November 2019, I was introduced to this group called the 2020 Volunteers. This is a group from Matabeleland. They're assisting children from Matabeleland to apply, not necessarily for nursing, but in many different organizations, either for in universities or for job opportunities with fair and equal chances. So it is through these guys that I have managed to apply for nursing successfully finally and got shortlisted and went for my interviews at Harare in Paravenyata Hospital, and I was so happy. These guys have been helping by providing funds, for example, the 10 RTGS that is needed when you're applying online, considering that the e-ness is now, the nursing applications are now done online. And they've also been assisting by reaching out to those in remote areas, sending them data, making sure they apply without obstacles hindering them from doing so successfully. And these guys have also been helping by advocating for us, reaching to the higher ups with our complaints. Since the website was so down and it seemed impossible for us to apply successfully, but they've been advocating for us, talking to the IT team of the Ministry of Health and Child Care, talking to the HPR of the Ministry of Health and Child Care. They've been there for us with everything, doing everything with a free spirit, doing everything for us for free, and I'm really grateful.
Leabezwa phela abantu abasakhulayo who are from the rural areas that are, you know, these rural settlements. Udaba lokuthi abantu abasakhulayo complained ngomnyaka 2019 bathi ha, you know, there's no centralization. Ama imisebenzi eningi uyayithola ukuthi ise Harare, kanti bona abantu abasakhulayo abaphile emaphandleni bayakhala besithi bona abasathola amathuba okuthola imisebenzi. So abantu abafana lomnumzana uDecent Bajila took it upon themselves and they found a way to help abantu abasakhulayo. So that's one thing that inspired uhlelo lwalamhla. Ndiyo nyaya yakanyatso yakandikurudzira ini kuti ah, Mike, if people like Decent Bajila can help you people in different parts of you know, within Matabeleland, within Midlands, these places that are generally overlooked, how is it not possible ukuthi such programs can be not be initiated in different parts of the countries? Tichona ukuthi wechidiki, can they be uplifted by such programs? But siyez ukuthi umnumzana uDecent Bajila is already on the line. He's raring to tell us more about this program. And of course, I'm looking to hear ukuthi yena ubona ngani if these programs are set up in different parts of Zimbabwe, would they help? Let's hear what he has to say. Decent Bajila, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti njalo.
Ngiyabonga Mike, kwetha.
Hayi ngiyaphila, wena unjani?
Hayi siyaphila lati.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nami ngiyabonga ukuba phakathi kwehlelo.
So early on, Decent, I was playing a video lapho abantu abasakhulayo were basically explaining what they had to go through and how the program that you and abantu abafana labo mnumzana uMichael Ndiweni set up helped them as young people. Now, my first question to you, Decent, because there's a lot of people that may not have a lot of knowledge about uhlelo lolu, and there's a lot of people that may not understand what inspired people like yourselves to do it, is what exactly motivated you guys to go to the most minute places in Matabeleland and Midlands and want to figure out a way to help the youth?
I think the first thing is that people there was a time when there were questions around why are there no people from Matabeleland, particularly within certain ministries, in the Ministry of Women, in the Ministry of Youth, those ministries that require representation at grassroots level, that must have ward officers. There was at one point a question on why don't we have ward officers in the Ministry of Women's Affairs, ward officers in the Ministry of Youth Affairs in rural Matabeleland. And the response was that we do not have people with 5-0 levels in rural Matabeleland. So that is one thing that we went out to say. We need to show that there are people with 5-0 levels in rural Matabeleland, and even more people with diplomas and some with degree who are resident in rural Matabeleland who qualify for these opportunities. It's just that the process of getting to those opportunities is not available to them. Either the interviews are too far from them, or the information is just not given to them. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the biggest inspirations of the program, to prove that indeed in rural Matabeleland there are people who qualify for these positions, who are resident there, who are unemployed.
Now, Decent, the year 2019, umnyaka ka 2019 seemed to be a very, very difficult year for abantu abasakhulayo. Earlier on, I was discussing about how on the 31st, I had my last program, Lapa, of 2019, and the central thing that seems to have come out is abantu abasakhulayo were complaining with city. You know what, Mike, if we could write off umnyaka ka 2019, I would prefer we do that. Ngenxothi, they were complaining about ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, they were complaining about how the state of the economy is affecting their day-to-day basis. I would love to hear you yourself as a community leader. What was your take on umnyaka 2019?
Umnyaka 2019 ubunzima kakhulu because unganamzelela ukuthi nga singabantu mhlala lisebizweni. One thing that is certain ukuthi uzayenza i-tax. You are going to pay tax no matter what, so long you are alive. Mm. And in 2019, we saw an increase of the number of taxes that umuntu ohlala eZimbabwe has to pay. And all these taxes, nama taxes are compulsory. For example, my taxes are virtual transactions. If you are going to do a transaction over your phone or everywhere, these taxes now coming in, literally eroding 2% of the nothing that young people already had. So already young people, before these taxes came in, they were forgotten. Now, so with the tax angels, the way overweight, you also have issues of which our subsidy on our basic commodities, our money, also affecting the livelihoods of everyone, more so of young people, because the unemployment continues to move on, while there is a few that continues to be rich and richer and richer in Zimbabwe. So only about 2019, we will soon recall the one thing about Zimbabwe.
What's in your bum, Lomo, descend in Tatum Lalele, and then I'll come back to you, Angus.
Okay.
All right, Muria Zimbabwe Mabakunzu Wakuna va decent Bajila. He was a young gentleman who decided Iwa ini nevango angu vechidiki ngatibata ne ituono tinga batra say van vechidiki wanubaku marua kuna ukukuna na Matabeleland kuna na Midlands kune vanhu vakawanda vechidiki vasiri kuwanawo mikana in comparison kune zviri kuitika kuna na Harare na kuna na Bulawayo. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndirumbuzwa ndine mthereri wangu okutanga umlaleli oqalo ongenayo kuhlelo. Kola kola mtereri, nya wamgela ukshelo. Welcome, welcome, Nechirongwa Chelu. Who's on the line there?
Yeah, it's a tinta one is a good thing with Zimbabwe. Like our mass in Haiti.
Arifa Narim Dial in that. That's Arifa Narim Dial.
Tendai.
Oh, I'm coming to Tendai. Zrufamba.
Zrufamba, who's a good thing?
I want the mic, Arupo Tauro, Koba Jonga, and Garpa Ridu, and what is Zoro Rain, and what is the Pindo, same
Okay.
Mm, the moon's what, ma'am, so I walk to the mountain if I'm at the moon.
Ah, which thing is Zaratumia, woman, I end up speaking, but which thing is Zaratumia? Kambo vakacho ndabenda kwa zvisikira kuma ndemukucha kuti ndine papi azvakatome FHD.
Gorera 2019 makariona usei mukomatenda. Ki? Ndati gorera 2019 makariona usei.
Ah, gorera 2019 ati wadza singaiti. Akati wadza kuti kutongomurira kuti atone kutoona zvachose gorera 2019 anga ichi wadza munhu wese.
Mkona tenda chandruna unyato nzisisa vechidiki especially tikatarisa nyika yakafanana neZimbabwe vechidiki vane ruzivo rwakawanda ruzhinji pamusoro mukatarisa vanoita nezvina IT pa social media vane mikana vane hatingati talent yekuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvinonyatso dadisa. Saka sezvo vechidiki vane ruzivo ruzhinji pane pamusoro pezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana, chii chinoita kuti vasabatane vonawo mikana yekuzvisimudzira? Chiri kunyatsonetsa chii?
chinga tazingi kuti apana vanhu vakuva toshada nawo mumwe vanhu vachidikinga uyaitire zvakati kwete zvakani even makambani ese apana makambani ekushanda kana chichi kuitika tikada kutsvaga mabasa acho kubva kuna mabasa ende ichida kuona basa unenge utoendeta mari kana pano chingochizivikana nemukuru pakambani iyoyo inenge ichishanda yacho iyoyo saa pana kana chatobasa kuti kutotsikirwa nevakuru vari kumusoro kwedu vanotitsikire
aiwa takunza izvinogorera 2020 nemaondo renyu zvinhu zvichachinja here vechidiki vachawanawo mukana wekuzvisimudzira
ine kutoona kwangu kuti zvichinjeka kunge tatombochinja hunge tiri kutungamirira tomboona kuti imbosvatsvagawo mumwe mutungamiriri just uipo wakafanana wanga ango uipo kudhara angatoipo wanga tonani atinombosvika pakutambudzika svapana tasvika izvizvizvi
aiwa takunza zvakanaka mukoma tendai tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa Alright, Muri Zimbabwe, that was Umnumzana Utendai. Ongsakulayo, yena, he's from Chipinge. Utendai yena uti ubona ngani. Umnyaka 2019. As I mentioned earlier on, just like abanye basakulayo that entered the program, mhlaka 31, right of 2019. Ngenxa yokuthi hayi isimo somnotho kuthiwa seyahlupha imisebenzi ayitholakali so ngimbuzile uTendai ngathi Tendai njengoba eningi labasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abadabuka eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile ngempela they're very very intelligent smart people kungani bekafaka iy'ngqondo zabo within one melting pot babona ukuthi ithuba likhona na lokuthi ulo who has knowledge on economy ulo who has knowledge on e-marketing ulo who has knowledge on e-broadcasting babona ukuthi kungaba lobudlelwano can they uplift themselves yena uthi njengoba uhulumende yena ubona ngani uhulumende okhona is not supportive of abantu abasakhulayo hayi lokhu kungahlupha asizweni ukuthi uDecent Bachila yena uthini Decent ukhona ecingweni right you heard what umlaleli was saying you yourself have already kickstarted this initiative that is somehow helping the youth Is it possible, Uguti, there can be different programs set up in different parts of Zimbabwe to uplift youth, regardless of whether the government is performing at its best or not?
I think the things that we have started with respect to Midlands and Matabeleland can be replicated elsewhere throughout the country. Also, lucky if we could have the resources, if we could have the energy, if we could have more time, we could have spread the whole program throughout the country. Mm. But my challenge is that the program that we are doing now is absolutely, absolutely unnecessary. Government must have done all these things, that must have presented all these things that we are presenting now long back. Ukuthi izindlela zokuthi abantu bazithi amathuba akhona phakathi kwabo abaphila duzane kwabo kumele kube into elula ehlalise yenzakala kungasabi nemizamo eyenzakeleyo ngiya ukuthemba abanye kanti ke naxophisana nabo abanawo etenes abancedisa omunye wakhona wasuke eVictoria Falls siza kuma-interviews eHarare wadlula izibhedlela ezingaki endleleni lapha kade nga-interviewa khona abanye basukele emakhaya ePlumtree ngokunjalo singalandela uhlelo lolukhulu olusekelo sombuso olwe-devolution of power kuza kwenza ukuthi abantu njengoba uthi hambe eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile abantu eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile bayenelisa ukuzenzela izinto uhlupho ngolokuthi akula information efika kibo uhlupho ngolokuthi izinto lapho kumele zenzakale khona zenzakale endaweni eyodwa kumbe ezimbili zifihlekile zisensida alubana zonke izinto ziyabekwa zibe mgqeke ukuthi lokhu lalokho kwenzakalayo njalo abantu benelisa ukuzilanda lezo zinto eduze lapho abahlala khona mina ngilethemba ukuthi abantu abatsha beZimbabwe bengasukuma bakhe umnotho welizwe ngendlela engcono
othi ngikubamba umlomo one more time Decent ngithatha omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo size ukuthi yena uthi ngodabula khona egodweni All right, Muri Zimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna va Decent Bachila yena he was commenting esithi pakaitika nyaya ye devolution maybe just maybe the youth are able to assist themselves now asizweni ukuthi omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo what does he have to say about nyaya tinayo nasimchirongwa joining me is a community development practitioner has experience esebenza kanye ndawonye lohulumende asizweni ukuthi yena uthini umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo vakajengo ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa makadenyu mukoma
makadi henyu vateereri tinotenda mukoma
aiwa happy new year ndeke kutanga tichikuonai kagore rino
tinotenda sikuru.
Vaka jengo nyaya tinayo nasi mgango. Tiri kukurukura nezve zvakasangana nevechidiki gore rapfuura. And then tikuda kunzwawo kuti mikana iripo here yekuti vechidiki vazvisimudzirewo gore rino. Mubvunzo wangu wekutanga kwamuri vakajengo, my first question to you is, what is your take on 2019? A lot of youth have come onto this program and they said, inini if it was up to them, gore ra 2019 vaitoribvisa mukalenda. Mungati inazvo izvo?
Okay. Actually, thank you very much for the discussion and for the topic. The year 2019, in as far as I'm concerned, in as far as youth are concerned, in as far as the young people in different spheres of life, political, social, economic, they actually have been airing and putting out a number of views or opinions. Firstly, there are some positives that have been realized in the year 2019. I'm sure you are aware that the government of Zimbabwe, under the leadership of Comrade D. Mnangagwa, actually made it very clear that devolution is to be a practical policy, not just a theoretical one. Before it was implemented, and this devolution benefited many of the young people. You can see that the young people have been aggregated into different sectors, you know, mining, you know, agriculture, you know, tourism. So, actually, 2019 was, should I say, one of the progressive years in as far as youth empowerment and development are concerned. Of course, challenges they do exist, but honestly speaking, as a development practitioner, I can certainly agree that it was a good year for the young people. Also, take note, the government of Zimbabwe in the year 2019, according to its national budget, they also budgeted for the inclusion of young people in all ministries, in all sectors. So it has a good starting point for the young people in the entire developmental arena.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vakajengo, as you say, it was a good year. We have a lot of young people that are still complaining about the fact that they are unemployed. We have a lot of young people that are complaining about the fact you're going to say, mamiro yopfumi wenyika ari kungoenda mberi achienda kumawere zvichingonzi zvichagadziriswa 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 nanhasi zvinhu hazvisati zvagadziriswa. Young people within the most minute areas are still complaining because they're not given the same opportunities as young people who are in urban centers. And urban centers aren't doing that much better because they're also not getting opportunities with regards to employment and so forth. How do we then progress and make sure that 2020 is a better year for them?
Thank you very much. I do agree. We ought to be guided by the government, the blueprint, the TOP, Transitional Supplement Program, the TOP. It is a benchmark. It is a map which has to guide most of the young people. If you look at the 2020 budget, you do agree with me that it's a youth-centered budget, which is a clear reflection of the single thing that the government is centered, is focused, and is putting on the first priority is young people. Look, now the empowerment is also being capacitated. If you look, the year 2020 is the year where entrepreneurship is going to be realized. Entrepreneurship is going to be the, you know, to be on the forefront in as far as the realization of Vision 2030 is concerned. So our budget itself, if you look at it, you do agree with me that the young people at the center stage in terms of government priority. Secondly, if you look at currently, there's been issues of fees rise. I'm sure you're aware that most of the colleges, most of the universities have been calling for increase in terms of fees. But look, the minister responsible for higher teacher education, you know, is trying his level best to make sure that the fees are not going to be increased, meaning to say, the issue of youth empowerment is still a priority of the state.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vakajengo, again, and then I'll head over to Decent so he can respond to you. Nyezo kuti ndinomlaleli ndikunzwa kuti ndine mumwe muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Kola kola mlaleli, nyakwamukira kuhlelo, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Who's on the line there? Hello?
Hello?
Yebo, kola, zviri kufamba here?
Yebo, ndinjani
baba. Hai, siyaphila, ngubani okhonekta imweni?
Awusaza Chuma.
Godite, unjani baba?
Hai, ngiyaphila, ndinjani nani?
Hai, ngiyaphila, happy new year.
Hi,
Tina, say a pila. At least we're happy with this pila.
Yeah, I don't know what you did. It's a pila.
Nyempela. So, Mnumzana Chuma, I'm Jerumbo Nwapo. 2019, isn't Jose Hambe Wushe na? Ikakulukazi when I was speaking about Abantu Abasakhulayo.
Hi, I am quoting for who takes me so. Kagula and take a devil. I was a kid. Abantwana abasuka njengokubo phela futhi kona ema-Tabeland mobile bridge kona le kubo Midlands Park nje abayelelisi ukuthi bathole lelo thuba lokuthi ba-aplayele le zinto baseze bazibone ngoba akula nethiwekhi akulani uyazi ukuthi uzima unkulu kakhulukazi abantwana bathole zima bangabe behlakaniphile kodwa phela inkokeli ezikhona phela ngabanankokeli umhlani pho bahlakaniphile abantwana kodwa phela ngawungenankokeli ngakukhokela phambili ebazihlakaniphi kakulalapho ofisa khona kunobunzima ebantwaneni kakhulu kazi okokuthi hayi 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 ile angiyazi ukuthi kungayenziwa njani.
So Baba Chuma, kuhlelo silomnumzana uDisen Bajila, yena uBajila labanye abasakhulayo came about with a program lapho bayazama ukuthuthukisa abanye abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni ukuthi bathole imisebenzi endaweni ezithiyeneyo. Ubona ngani inhlelo ezifanayo if they're set up in different areas eZimbabwe abatsha balakho ukuthuthuka na?
Hayi lapho ngaba bangancedisa kakhulu sini bafike endaweni zonke ezelizwe. Hayi bona ngalokungazama sikuthi kuthuthukise nje akathi ngore bancedisile sibili abanye abantwana sibili babuya bazoyenza amalokhu izeni lapha eHarare. Hayi lapho kungathuthukisa sibili okuzwayo ngoba kufana nokuthi vele zintandani kakula muntu phela obakhangelayo ngoba uhulumende kalandaba lakho vele kakula toayifaka ebantwini ukuthi kuyouth le ukuthi ithole into engayincedisa. Hayi bangazama sibili bona bayenza into enhle kakhulu kakhulu kakhulukazi.
Ulawo yini amazwi okunikeza uBajila?
Hayi ngifuna ukumbonga kakhulu uBajila ukuthi Bajila akuyenze sibigcwalise indawo yonke sibili izwe lonke leli uzame sikuhlelo lakho hayi kukahle kakhulukazi nokuncede kuyenzayo. Siyakubongela kakhulu ukuthi hayi inkosi kubuthise sibili uphumise abantwana laba kumbe bangathola okungabanceda busazela kusasa.
Hayi siyabonga Golide Danki ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Right, muri eZimbabwe mabvakuzwa kuna vasivasa chuma umwe womuteereri wedu anosimbo pinda panapa pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki vari kuti aiwa nemaondero avo hongu zvirongwa zvakafanana neichiwo chirongwa chakasetwa up naDisen Bajila nevamwewo vechidiki if it's set up accordingly mune centers akasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe uko hanzi vechidiki vanokwanisawo kuzvisimudzira. Pindai muchirongwa mundudzo maondero enyu asizoni kuti yena uDisen uthini. Disen ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikona Mike.
Right, so you heard what uKajengo had to say, you heard what umlaleli had to say, awubaphendule.
Yeah. Mina wakuqale ngakutsho especially on the side of what uKajengo was saying was that the biggest challenge we have in Zimbabwe is that we have got so many nicely written documents, and those documents amount to nothing at the end of the day, because these documents are always aspirational and there is nothing at the level of implementation. We are now tired of having one document launched after another. This document, there is another. And in terms of implementation, there is absolutely nothing. That is why right now there is an issue where he correctly says that government adopts that it is going to push the agenda of devolution as of 2019. But what happens? People in Victoria Falls are called by government for interviews in Harare when there are hospitals in those areas. Hospitals like Kwekwe Hospital, for example, has a nursing intake that must begin as we speak this January.
but no interviews happened there. People from Kwekwe have to travel to either Bulawayo or Harare for interviews. And we have people from surrounding areas around Kwekwe, the likes of Slovela, Jombe, Chundura, and other areas who could come to Kwekwe easily. Now we have to travel all that far. Mm-hmm. At the backdrop of a government that has adopted devolution as a policy. So adoption of policies and nice documents, all this thing is one thing. Implementation is another. What we now want to see is implementation of these policies. Good or bad?
Vaka Jengo, Pindraitins.
I tell my brother, let me say, I'm sorry to say that you are totally disconnected from reality. Mm-hmm. Look, my brother. Devolution is a reality. Our budget for 2020 is something that has been budgeted for. All the 10 provinces, including the 14 provinces, are in the budget in as far as devolution is concerned, which reflects the simple fact that it's no longer just a theory, but it's now realistic. Secondly, if you look at if we go back to, I have him and other callers trying to portray the fact that the government is failing to properly empower the young people through various ways. I want to correct that. Look, if you look at the sector like arts, you do agree with me that 80% of the arts are young people who are being supported fully by government, materially, socially, and even financially. Look at those into cultural arts. You know, recently, His Excellency the President met the young people under a program called the National Misconfigurated Kaluma, where issues of economy were on the center stage. Look, issue of mining, issue of agriculture, issue of tourism. Right? Secondly, I'm sure you are aware that in September this year, government of Zimbabwe, in fact, as the young people in Zimbabwe, they hosted an Africa Youth and Tourism Conference. And with the number of countries that came to Zimbabwe, which reflects that the country is geared and is prepared at the same time is already implementing this empowerment program. So now to say it's just something on paper, just a theoretical, it's an understatement, or else it really means that one is totally disconnected from reality.
Thank you, Lord, to pray.
But I just assisted 23 young people to travel from rural Matabeleland for interviews in Harare just a week ago. How can that amount to being disconnected from reality? Is there any more reality better than that? All he is talking about is nothing that is being experienced.
I can work anywhere in Zimbabwe because I'm a Zimbabwean. I can apply for a job anywhere in my country. Anyone who is from Victor, from Kumbura, wherever you can mention those names, is Zimbabwe. So any Zimbabwean is free to work anyway because it's a sovereign country. It's a country that
there is no problem with working anywhere. There is no problem with working anywhere. The point is that Kwekwe Hospital has a training for nurses. Interviews for Kwekwe must be done in Kwekwe, not in Harare or Bulawayo. That's the point. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. If you are going to be trained in Kwekwe, why can't you be interviewed in Kwekwe? Why should you go and be interviewed elsewhere when there is devolution?
Mm-hmm. All right, Matota, let me hold you both on the line for 1 second and touch on that, Lily, and then I'll come back to you guys and give you guys a platform to continue the discussion. Sizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lokhona ekhutwini ndirukunzwa ndinemthereri khola mthereri ndinomgamtshirayo mtshirongwa ngubani okhona ecingweni khola. Hello
njani baba?
Ngiyaphila baba, ngubani okhona ecingweni?
You are speaking to Mr. Prince in Durban.
Hey Prince eThekwini, kunjani eDurban?
Hey, kuyabheda lana baba.
Uthi kuyabheda. Austin Ogning, what's going on?
Akuru was and move on at a Zoka Takuru, 2019 room. Akuman Zazacho.
Second,
I saw my window. I'm out of the end again.
Mabatanya 2019 Mkuma Prince, if I'm at 2000 Zinzu, Imi Murvi, when I say Gorilla food, I wish Niki Wagabudi, Zinzaka Famazaganaga.
Aiwa gorira pera zvozva zviri kunetsa. Hapana kana papa sina kana option asi tikonotiwo negore rinoti tapinda iri otherwise zvino zviri kuratidza kuti zvakati siyanei zvishoma.
Siyanei sei?
Rapera iri rairwadza iri asi rinoiri gore rinoiri haa everyone une hope yekuti zvinogona kuita.
Saka nemaonyenyu vechidiki achazowanawo havo mukana wekuwana zvavanga vachichemera gore rapfuura.
Muno mugezeni kana kuti muno musouth africa ndine hope yekuti ndizvozvo chaizvo kuti tinoonawo zvishoma pane zvakati siyanei nezvelast year.
Ko kuzimbabwe?
Haa kuzimbabwe hakuna chinobudako.
Hinda.
Aiwa hakuna kana 1 rand kuzimbabwe hapana kana hapana hapana kana tarisiwa tine.
Asi mukoma prince vechidiki kuzimbabwe nangwe ikoko kusouth africa vari zvizvarwa zvekuzimbabwe vanonyatsoratidza kuti aiwa vanhu vakangwara zvechokwadi mabasa munonyatsorova munhu wese anonyatsobvuma kuti mazimbabwens aiwa vanhu vakangwara kwese kwandoenda ini ndakatravhela nyika dzakasiyana siyana vanhu vese vanonyatsobvuma kuti mazimbabwens vanhu vakangwara saka kana tiri vanhu vakangwara so chii chinotsadza kuti vechidiki vaisewo pfungwa dzavo pamwe chete vaonawo kuti vangazvisimudzira sei chii chinonyatsovatadzisa kudaro
munoona kungwara kwedu nekuti hazi takadzidza ka sometimes mumwe macho tinozviparira tega tinoona lida wedu wekutanga watatinaye vamugazi wemuchakapo wakatina vanhu chinhu unozivi tingati ugodowe kana utsinya huya huya saka munhu unonge ari panexi pangu handigoni kuti ndimusimudzire nemwoyo wose ndinongoti kana audodiriraka ndakutanga futi kuti godo riyari handinoona ndakutanga futi kuti godo rekuti munhu waudo ndiwao ndidarika sei ndindamuti aiti azamawo kuitawo bishana saka zvinhu zvinotidzose kumashure isusu ani munozviona
aiwa takunzwaiani
zvakanaka nemwoyo wose
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma prince kandai mazwenyu okupedzisira.
Aiwa ndinoda hangu kumhoresa vanhu vese wezimbabwe kuti ave netarisiwo yekuti vamunangagwa nezanup f yavo vachazobva
kwete kugadzirisa zvinhu.
Aiwa haana zvaanogadzirisa madofu.
Aiwa takudza mukoma prince tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handiti.
Aiwa zvakanaka mambo wangu.
Alright, let's head over to my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo siyezokuthi silo samke liso chuma samke unjani siswami
ungirait unjani
ha ngiyaphila vele you entered as the program got hot.
You know like I'm struggling to hear you I don't know why.
Uyangizwa na can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, what's here? So let me ask my producer to hang up and then he'll try call you back. I'm getting hang on in network kanya ngani yatho.
Yes, you can do.
All right.
Yeah, but now I can hear you. So if you don't hear me, then they can cut. But I think right now it will be clear.
Okay, can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, okay.
All right, awesome. Let's get locked and loaded. Samke, basically, namhla kuhlelo we're reflecting on umnyaka lo osanda ukudlula umnyaka ka-2019, and I'm looking to hear from you guys as community leaders. Ukuthi libona ngani kulomnyaka abantu abasakhulayo. If you all put your expertise together, are you able to uplift each other? So, umbuzo wami wokuqala kuwe Samke, awusitshela umbono wakho mayelana ngalomnyaka osanda ukudlula. What do you think? Did the youth experience enough? What did the youth go through? Let's start off there.
Sorry, what did I go through?
What did the youth go through? Abantu abasakhulayo.
I mean, it's the same thing every year, like unemployment is the same, the rates are still high, people are jobless. So when it comes to our youth in Zimbabwe, the Lama problem is still the same, we have no money, we can't do anything, we're frustrated. It's still the same story. It feels like we're saying the same song over and over again, and it's getting tiring, to be honest. 2019 was just like any other year, you know, and it was quite disappointing with our past. With a new dispensation, and you are hoping that things will be better. But you realize as a young person, it's actually worse. It's getting worse every day. So 2019 was really bad. Like if you talk to different young people, this is what they say. 2019 was hectic. It was tough.
Is there any hope ukuthi 2020 will be any different if you're saying ukuthi ingoma has been the same over the years?
Do you know what? Like, I was talking to a friend, Rizolo, a 50, that she so frustrated because we have one of our problems that are happening and she can't help. And like, with the few young, the last people were saying, with 2020, we're going to promote active citizenship, you know, which we participate instead of, not complaining, I hate the word complaining, but instead of always saying the same song, what role can we play, what solutions can we bring to the table? So I'm hoping that 2020, instead of waiting for the government to say, I am the anything, Tina, as individuals, what can we do? What, like, I'm not resources, what can we do? What can we do? I'm mobilizing them because I feel like with the government, there's no more hope. And we'll be lying to ourselves if we're going to say they will do anything. So 2020 is more of active citizenship, you know, like we're going to participate in bringing our own solutions, partnering with different individuals in the diaspora.
Now, Samge, which is pretty much the narrow, what comes down to what we're discussing, Namsa, you talked about active citizenship. Earlier on, I was explaining to people how I'm basing this whole conversation based on a mere thing that Umnumzana Utisen Patila and his colleagues did, whereby they helped Abantu Abasakhulayo from Matabeleland and Midlands, who live in the most remote of areas. Now, if they can do that and uplift Abanye Abantu Abasakhulayo, can that not happen throughout the rest of the nation?
I think, you know how, for me, I was challenged by Ufim and Chaz. I'm not sure if that's his name on Twitter.
Yes,
like,
it is.
It's immobilizing, you know, getting different people, like I'm a doctor, to treat Abantu in different cities, like it's been being, now I am being at all these places. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? Like, what's my role as a citizen, you know? Kind of do something. And when you see Ubadila as well, that the things are connected, you're like, okay, I need to find, like, one problem that I can solve. So can you imagine if we get every young person in each and every city coming up to say, you know what, I'll do one thing, I'll solve one problem. I think by the time we get to 2030, we would have solved at least, not everything, but we would have done something. Because, you know, with China cities and Melela, the government continuously has failed to deliver on its promises. So it's either we do what we can and solve the problems that they created, or all of us are just going to die. And not everyone will be able to live this. So either we solve these problems, or we just wait for our
deaths. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the other two gentlemen. Let's hear what they have to say about Mbono Wako. Chotanganava, Nicholas Kajengo. Mr. Kajengo, Muchiripo Parnat. Kajengo.
Yes, I'm here.
Right. You've seen both two panelists that are on the line, and also callers have come in. And one thing they seem to highlight is people seem to have lost confidence in the government in terms of, uplifting the youth. You've come and you've talked about different policies. However, some people feel like, you know what, on paper it's all great, but there's no implementation. Mungati na zuzo.
Listen, I'm tired of you. Wakapinda ma programs, akawanda environment kana command agriculture. Right now we're pa ground, we're pa field. Makatarisa nyaya dze mechanization, nyaya dze irrigation, nyaya dze modern farming. Uchaona kuti vechidiki vazhinji vari mu irrigation, vari mu bore drilling, vari kuita zve ICT zvinosimudza upenyu hwavo. Makatarisa nyaya dze mining dziri pa tender stage. Terai ben top 50 yamakanzwa yevarindi uchaona kuti vazhinji vacho vakapinda mutop 50 iyoyo yechidiki ende uchaona kuti vakavhota kuti vanhu vavo vapinde patop 50 iyoyo vanga vakasangana vakuru nevadiki asi zvidudzira kuti vechidiki vari kufarirwa nemunhu wese senyaya dzeedi dynamics kududzira kuti vechidiki ramangwana ravo kunyange razvino ravo ranhasi riri musafe hands mukatarisa kuti mayouth edu kunyange kunyaya dzedzidzo chaidzo vari kuwandirwa zvakanyanya vari kusimudzirwa So shidu zirabuti nyaya zima yuti aisi nyaya ye theory nyaya ilipa ground mungatarisa mchunga meru yunika chayo waka sanga na nye shidiki nika yose kukadoma waka tisimbisa nyaya zizishiro wote shidiki gawa wapuyo masimbaka nyanya nyaya zima maini right now yuko shino raba ramanya mayuti yedu wa chivana mapenito wa chivana malicense yuku exporter wa chivana mvumu zikuta wakwenta kujikisa shiro zao nizira ya kanaka nizira ilipa mchimu zakara mbatesa wishi dipi walimu mnyazi infrastructure nyazi chiro kushiburani nyazi chiro kuma dimu nyazi chiro kuma diba kine ma program akawanda ana youth build Zimbabwe ma program akawanda wani wishi dipi nika yonzi so wanenge wachiona wali patizi wazara uma dining Zimbabwe uma towns awalasha wali kuona kuona zvakanaka zvinoitwa nevechidiki ndokunge uri pafield ndokunge uri paground vanhu ngavaende mumavillage kumaruwa vachinoona zvitwa nevechidiki nyika yose munyaya dzeagriculture munyaya dzemining munyaya dzetourism munyaya dzekuvaka so vechidiki simba vakapiwa ine ndinonyanya kufara kuti mukatesa budget ra2020 irori ndichaona kuti rikanyanya kutarisa nyaya dzemabasa job creation kuvanhu vechidiki naizvozvo kune vakateerera rikaindi kuti follow the river and you find the sea.
What this thing before I take umlaleli, let me hear what umnumzana uPhatila has to say. Decent, ngicela umphendule uyamuzwa uthi travel the nation you'll see the development. Uyasho njalo ukuthi ibudget ka-2020 kababu Mthuli Ncube kuthiwa hayi yona ile njongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. So let me hear what umnumzana uDecent Phatila has to say first, then I'll go to the caller. Phatila uthini?
Okay, first of all, if we're not traveling the nation, we're not going to mobilize young people from Plumtree to Slovenia, from Victoria Falls to Bait Bridge, to be able to be in this program. We found those young people because we are traveling the country, because we are at each and every corner of the areas that we have been to. So it's not correct to say that we are not on the ground, because we have real stories of real people who are suffering, young people in rural areas who are suffering, who are deprived of opportunities, who can only hear of these opportunities on radio and on TV, but never see them on the ground. And this time around, we said we are going to take them to where the opportunities are centralized, which is Harare. Secondly, it is quite unfortunate that a government official has to mention participation in command agriculture as a success on the eve of a severe drought that we are facing in Zimbabwe. Command agriculture has not been successful. Any participation in it, therefore, has been in vain, because Zimbabwe is facing severe starvation. We want food aid from other countries. People are not able to buy food in the shops, because once we discuss, prices go up. So there is a challenge there. If we can mention command agriculture, if you can mention command agriculture as a success. So that's in short a response to what Umiti Kandebo has to say. But moving forward, it is important to say these young people that the president travels around and meeting are the same young people who are in the cities, are the same young people who have monopolized the privilege, are the same young people who are found. If the president goes to Mutare, it's the same. If he goes to Kwekwe, it's the same. If he goes to Cholocho, it's the same. It's the few young people who have monopolized the privilege. And the government officials are actually happy that the president keeps on meeting the young people.
Wathi ngikubamba umlomo sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Khola khola mthereri ndinomgamtshira emtshirongwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani okhona ecingweni ariparu narindiyani.
Eh makaliko nkoma manje.
Ah bo mkoma ariparu fondiyani.
Eh mutoro na nyasha zviti pa kwekwa.
Ah mkoma nyasha kukwekwe tudzeiwo maondrenyi 2019 rakafamba zvakanaka here.
Mukoma maiti hazvina kumira zvakanaka mukoma maiti. Ah 2019 anga chipisa.
Hanzi chikwa kana mukoma nyasha.
Mabasa asikuwanika mungava muzvikoro especially kuma kwedu kuma tertiary institutions. Zvakanotombomira zvakanaka zvanga zvichirwadza mukoma maiti kuti utenge chipi nechipi chaungade kutenga zvinhu zvacho zvingokwira every day. Saka
zvino mukomanyasha ndikubvunzei muri kunzwa mukoma kajengo varipo parunhare hanzi tenderai muone mukaona panyika pana kuZimbabwe hanzi vechidiki vari kuwanawo mikana yakasiyana siyana imi muri kuti vechidiki havana mabasa zvino vanhu voteererani chii chiri kunyatsoitika?
Ee, zvavo vari kutaura vachidzimikana kuti ndofunga mukana iri kuwandira kune vamwe. Isusu hatina mukana tikungosangana nayo isusu. Uyedza nepatinogona napo vechidiki asi hapana kana mukana tikusangana nayo zvinhu zvakaoma izvi.
Nemaonero enyu zvichachinja here gore rino?
Nemaonero angu hopu ndoyatisina zvedu. Hopu hapasisina pamukoma mai.
Zvino mukoma nyasa
tii
endirai mberi.
Tungoona kuti 2020 yacho iyi tungoona kuti zvakangofanana zvangofanana nehembe yayemubhero nekunge yakamboshandiswa hapana chambochinja pamukoma maiki isusu hatisina kana hope manje vechidiki vacho. Saka ndopamunozoona manje ekozvino ndopamunozoona isusu vechidiki mabasa akasiyana-siyana akaita sekuba vazhinji vedu neyekuti zvinhu zvakaoma vamwe vakuitawo zvechipambi mabhao neyekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka vari kuedza kutsvaga kurarama.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma nyasha. Mabvunzo angu okupedzera kwamuri tobva tapedza chirongwa ndechekuti sezvo vechidiki vekuZimbabwe vanhu vari kunzi vakangwara zvikurusa pasi rose, chiri kutadzisai kuisa pfungwa dzenyu pamwe chete kuitira kumuwanawo mukana wekusimudzira chii?
Nyaya iripo ndekuti chokwadi chocho isusu muZimbabwe very intelligent zvinotozikanwa kana muAfrica yese, asi kuti chionai manje pfungwa dzedu dzaikirirwa nekuda kwokuti vacho vari kumusoro havasi kukwanisa kutinzwa isusu. Vamiririri vari kukwanisa kutimirira havasi kutimirira zvakanaka nekuda kwokuti tichitarisa age yevanhu vari kutimirira kumusoro ikoko vava vanhu vakuru vachembera, saka zvii havakwanisi kutinzwisisa isusu zvatinenge tichida sechidiki. Hatiti maona manje.
Aiwa takunzwa mukoma nyasha, nguva ndiyo yadyikanana. Ndiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa. Tinotenda zvikuru, handisi? Alright, Zimbabwe muhle liyamuzwa umnumzana Nyasha asizweni ukuthi usamke yena uthini. Samke liso ukhona ecingweni. Right, so you heard what umlaleli had to say, you heard what Decent had to say, kanye lo Nicholas. Ngicela ubaphendule bonke.
You know what? I love how you keep saying ukuthi we should go on the ground. You know, I work with young people and I'm also a young person. There's nothing that the government has things on the paper, but when it comes to implementation, there's nothing. They can talk about common agriculture, which is doing amazing. But if you know, which right now in Zimbabwe, the economy has, like, see contracted to, I think, less than 7% or something. And we let out. And I was reading a survey, the AUN, and they were saying, 5.5 million in rural areas. So when they say command agriculture is working, what are they talking about? And I think with 2.2 million in urban areas, they will suffer from a drought. So when they talk about the success of command agriculture, what are we talking about? And then when you talk about this vision 2020, what happened to it? Because on the ground, it was now that pursuing in the agenda 2030. So I feel like the government, in their heads, or whenever they think they have the right policies or they're doing the right thing. But if they come to us door by door and they see how frustrated we are with the policies that they have that are extractive, that are destroying the livelihoods of Zimbabweans, they'll not be talking. Let's go from our hospitals right now. You know, we are losing people because there's nothing. I wouldn't have a glance, there's nothing. So if someone, a government official, keeps saying, you see, all these tokens that they have are working out. So what is he talking about? I don't agree. And they have women and women with Konkona. There's no hope. You know, it's so sad. As a person who believes in encouraging others, learning in them, asking myself, what can I really say to a young Zimbabwean right now? Because all looks like it's bleak. Our future is really, we can't even talk about it right now. And then I agree with this recent. There's nothing, because it's not individuals. We're not taking...
All right, so I'm
getting their own initiative.
Unfortunately, time has run out, so thank you so much. I'd love to give you all an opportunity to wrap it up. Muria Zimbabwe, time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much to everybody who joined me tonight on The Connection. Tonight on The Connection, Tatinava Nikos Kajengo, community development practitioner. He has experience working alongside the government. Njalo Besilom Numzana Udisen Collins Bachila. If you're looking to check out more of his program, follow him on social media. Njalo Besilo Samgeli Sochuma. Follow her too on social media. Mure Zimbabwe, ndirotenda zvikuru kune mutereri wese apinda muchirongwa. Tangi tangi ngabona wonke umuntu genera yokuhlelo igama lami ngumaigove. Bye bye.